this is the New Age Sports with B-Boy.
This is Chris Marshall.
I am Danny Danger.
Hey, guys, it's B.W. Anderson.
I am the perfect for a new cosmos.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Tracy Smothers.
This is Mickey Wrestling, and you're listening to the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show.
This is the Combat Zone Wrestling owner, hilarious DJ Hodge.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Wrestling fans, this is indie superstar Cage. Dave Meltzer.
Yo, what's up? This is Eddie Kingston, last of the Dying Breed, and you're listening to the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show.
Everybody, another happy Thursday to y'all out in internet land. This is the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show here live on blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2 because two is better than one, as I am mesmerized by Paige on the television. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all. This is another edition. What's the date? I don't even know the date today. Today is March 13th, 2014. As you heard, the co-host with the with the most vacation time, paid vacation. That's the one and only Laura Diaz. What's going on? That's a bunch of bull, but it is what it is. Another fun, exciting show. We're supposed to have a different. You know, sometimes you gotta. It's called booking on the fly. Sometimes, and sometimes you gotta do it. Sasha Banks is an inner. Oh my gosh! Sorry, I'm watching NXT, and we're in the studio. And, you know, I'm watching the Paige just came out, mesmerized me to start the show off. And then these girls with glasses. Lola, who's that in the ring? Is that Sasha Banks?
Yeah, she rocks.
Yo, she looks like, why does she have Boss on her, like in her gear?
She rocks.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her. And who is that? I don't even know who, look at these girls. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. She looks so old. She looks really... Wow. Anyway, getting off the topic. Actually, not getting off topic, but yeah, whatever. We'll go out wrestling show. Now we just talk. We just talk professional wrestling. And we're supposed to have Steve the Turtle Weiner on today, but due to some circumstances beyond everyone's control here, that show has been postponed. Into that. That was supposed to be an interesting show. She's my age. Yeah, she does look old. Wow. But anyway, and we're supposed to have Steve to sort of wind on again, and things happen, so. But I want to give a quick shout-out to everybody in the chat room checking us out. I don't know who's in the chat room. I don't have a laptop or a computer. I have a working tablet, but guess what? Up to the switchboard. And right now, the switchboard is saying that doesn't even have time remaining on the show. So I don't know what the hell the deal is with this. But, who do we got in the chat room for?
DDP.
What's going on?
And, oh, you didn't know?
Yeah, I was going to play an audio clip for them. And I was going to have the song, Oh, You Didn't Know. But, it's still saying that I'm playing my intro. So. Yep. No problem. But anyway, on tonight's show, we're going to talk Monday Night Raw. We're going to discuss a topic here, and my co-host has no idea, but it's right up her alley, and it's women wrestling talk. And the question we're going to answer, can women wrestling, feds and wrestlers, make a big splash, money-wise? We'll talk Shimmer, we'll talk Shine, we'll talk the other fed, WSU, we'll talk about that's I don't even know. Maybe they're called bombshells.
Can we talk about Wrestlelicious?
Wrestlelicious? I don't know too much about Wrestlelicious. We will not be talking about custom wrestling.
So we can't talk about?
Oh, Wrestlelicious. Wow, this guy looks like this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, the guy, he won the lottery.
Did he?
He won to make his own wrestling stud. So he made that hot mess.
He looks like, I don't know what he looks like. I was on it, but I am having problems sitting on the table.
Let me get on the camera on Facebook. That's how I found it.
But, talk about Monday Night Raw. Try to get back on the switchboard. And,
found it.
Post that link in the chat room if you don't mind.
If people want to see Wrestlelicious.
But, I mean, real quick, we'll talk about, let's pull it up here. Can bring up the fact that Sarah Del Rey actually got mentioned in a WWE article. Come on, I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but.
Yeah.
Do I really bore you with, you know, I typed in Sarah Del Rey in Google, and it says Sarah Del Rey. Underneath it says Sarah Del Rey boyfriend? Sarah Del Rey Twitter? So I want to see what this says for boyfriend. Wow. Apparently somebody asked Sarah Del Rey how did she feel about Antonio Cesaro dating Oksana.
So, just so everyone knows, the owner of Wrestlelicious is named Jay-Z.
Okay. He seems like a pretty cool dude. Hit him up on Facebook. Jay-Z Rich on Facebook.
Dave Vargas is his name, so you know where.
Oh, now I'm going to switch gears.
He was profiled on TLC's Lottery Changed My Life.
Lottery Changed His Life?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Lottery tickets don't change my life. Got a couple of lottery tickets in the car. anyway, hold on, I do have a lottery ticket. Hey.
Lottery case, this way.
A $1 ticket, and I got a free ticket.
Good job.
So that was it.
Good job.
I have a couple of tickets.
You got a free ticket. This man made a wrestling promotion.
Damn. So he's got free tickets to make a wrestling promotion? Can I do that?
Nah.
Why not?
Because I think candy kisses, like, get paid.
Damn. Or Skittles.
And so does Brooklyn.
Who the hell is Brooklyn?
These are wrestlers.
Okay, run down the roster because I'm interested, and this is going to go on a tangent here in a second. Are you like real legit wrestlers, and they just have weird names?
I mean.
Or is this like the type of guy that, you know, pays girls? Like if you type in YouTube and you type in female wrestling, and it's pretty much in like a house with padded on the floor. Have you ever seen that?
No, they mean they have
a ring?
And a house.
A ring and a house.
And,
I need to see this.
I'm really trying to find their name.
Is Helena Heavenly, does she wrestle for this company?
No, but it's kind of like GLOW. I mean, if you remember GLOW.
WW? Kind of like WW?
Oh, GLOW from back in the late 80s.
But wasn't that like a?
It was a little hokey. But they all lived together. And
what goal? I thought it was.
But they were well respected because the women could actually kind of
work.
Some of them could work.
Oh.
Some of them.
Did any of them get fined or no?
Yeah. Former WWE women's champion Ivory was.
Wow.
They started in GLOW.
You know, I was watching WWE Network earlier, and I was laughing at the fact that Xbox I don't know if you got a chance to watch that. It was on Raw.
Let me read off some of the names. We got Brooklyn. There's a meatball.
A what?
A Guido. We got a big ass, like, mole on him.
So call her Mole Baby.
Some other women you could see on wrestling. I don't even think it's a thing anymore. I don't think they're wrestling
anymore. Who is
that? You have Bandita. She's like a mariachi.
Huh.
Maria Toro. Has that thing.
Yeah, apparently it was on TV. Apparently he won the Powerball jackpot of $35.3 million.
Yeah, I mean he was balling. That one named Tyler Texas. That's a good name. Oh man. I have their final pass.
And that Tyler Texas actually wrestled in Shimmer.
Well, let me read the cast to you, and some of them. And then you might know. So we have Amber Lively, Autumn Frost, Bandita, Duke Camp Bailey,
okay.
Charlotte, Cousin Cassie, Felony, Jimmy Hart was on as a co-host. And then you had the announcer Johnny C. Jr., J.D. Rick, the owner, Sandy Kisses, Lacey Von Erich.
Well, that's where Lacey Von Erich was at.
Paige Webb, who was actually singing a bead, who was society. Malibu McKenzie. Doesn't mean I feel like you just had to read it like that. Maria Toro.
Huh.
Sadie's Martinez. You gotta do something for money, you know? I don't blame her. No, girl. You just on your bullfighter. Maui. Officer Bubba, Penelope Bristol, Savannah, Sierra Sheraton, Tyler Texas.
It seems like all these girls are actually working in TNA. I've worked in TNA.
I mean, and then they have other really awkward people, like Alexander the Great, Anaconda, Brooklyn, Beatrice Bristol, Charity, Commissioner Blamp, Glory, Cobra, Coco Montego, Jackie Betta, Will Thompson, the fucking Monster High Doll, Marley, which was a Daisy Hayes, Coco Montego, Sister Ophelia, and Late Magic, which is Lacey. Yeah, it's still like WrestleLicious, like in women's wrestling, kind of like that folky fucking Carney and that like Carney feel to it. There's,
Does that make any money?
Oh, we sound so far away according to the chat room. Probably because my computer is in front of the speaker that was reading off the.
What about now? The website is WrestleLicious.com. Wow. And they're still up on websites, so. Yeah, they're still up on the website. This guy is Tim Fatty, J.V. Rich. Jimmy Hart looks like he's getting a payday.
Well, I mean, in order to do that, I assume that everyone was getting a decent payday. But, you know, that's why.
That's why, you know, I wonder how much he paid these girls.
I'm guessing it was more than what they were making elsewhere, or they wouldn't have
gone anywhere.
Yeah.
What about now? Do we sound far away now? Anyway, Russell, we'll talk a little bit more about the wrestling later. Talk about Monday Night Raw. I got to watch most of Raw.
It's like the same. Probably because we're using Eric's phone.
Yeah. What tracks are you going to do tonight? Ding, ding, ding. What the hell is ding, ding, ding for?
Yeah, I was saying your phone sucks, Eric.
Oh. Well, like I said.
Jeez. So you were talking about Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. Okay. Get it together. Why don't you get it together?
Don't argue with our listeners.
Also, Monday Night Raw started off with Hulk Hogan coming out. And he came back, and he was talking about his great WrestleMania matches, like wrestling Ultimate Warrior, wrestling the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
That was probably his best match ever.
Right. And talking about his biggest accomplishment wrestling Andre the Giant, talking about 93,000 people, Pontiac Silverdome, WrestleMania 3, talks about that, and then he's basically, in retrospect, pretty much gives 30 guys on the roster WrestleMania Day paydays by making an announcement that he puts putting together an Andre the Giant Memorial Royal Rumble match, or Battle Royal, and it's going to include 30 guys. Well, Bon Cena's music hit, comes out, starts talking about WrestleMania 3 and how he was, he loved WrestleMania 3, and he goes to put himself into the Battle Royal, and Bray Wyatt's music hits. Bray Wyatt comes out, puts a promo calling Cena and Hogan Myers, which Bray Wyatt was on point at this, this part of the promo. I watched the promo, but it pretty much killed it, and it pretty much goes commercial break, and then we see John Cena wrestling Eric Rowan, and Cena beats Eric Rowan, and I'm going to tell you one thing, Eric Rowan is a piece of shit, okay, all he does is punch, kick, that's all he does, okay, put Brody Lee in there, or Luke Harper. Put him in there.
Who's Brody Lee?
Big Rig. Brody Lee. You remember who Brody Lee is?
Nah.
Huh?
I know who Luke Harper is, though.
I know. Do you know who that mysterious ice cream that's on your toe? And says, oh, sorry.
That hurt. He has big feet. I wasn't supposed to know that was Claudio.
Who?
Well, my bad, my
Quackenbush. Oh, what? That wasn't my
Quackenbush
either.
Spoiler alert.
Whoops.
Oh, it was Claudio.
And they're actually being managed on house shows with Rick Guerrero.
Oh, well, that's good.
Alexander Arusso.
You make me want to take a nap. Good night, Eric.
What?
You make me want to take a nap.
The rooster?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What's the W? Oh, man. Anyway, next up, the Usos against Live Axel. Live Axel and Curtis Axel. And the Usos defeated them. Biggie defeated Jack Swagger.
That's good.
And then the Undertaker came out. Paul Heyman came out and pretty much put over the fact that Undertaker's undefeated Mania, and guys like Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Hulk Hogan couldn't even go past five wins without losing. But another match, next matchup, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns defeated Cody and Goldust. That was really good. Rollins and Reigns defeated Cody and Goldust. The Bellas wrestled AJ Lee and Tamina. The Bellas defeated AJ Lee. And after the match, gave that torture rack thing to AJ, mm-hmm. and then held the belt up. Natalya was on commentary, got up on the ring apron, and Natalya was like,
People can't tell what you're doing.
Spoiler alert, if you watch main event, this guy's another piece of junk. It's a piece of with long hair. Mason Ryan.
I'm sure Mason Ryan doesn't wear skinny jeans, though.
Look at this shit. Look at him. Oh, my God.
Why? Did you see something talking about Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, I know, right? Then LL Cool J got interviewed by Renee Young.
I saw that on her Instagram.
And then we have a clip from the next segment. Happened on Monday Night Raw, and it's involving.
All right, Daniel, congratulations. You got your own little Occupy Raw movement. And while I'm happy all of you could have a moment, now this is the part where reality comes crashing down on all of you. You all, that includes all of you, have about 30 seconds to get it out of our ring before we call security and have you all arrested.
No.
I'll give you the 30. Talk amongst yourselves.
We had one of those clocks on the screen now. I don't think they're going anywhere.
Come on. I know the fat guy right up front doesn't have much more in him. I can see him sweating. Come on. Give it to me, chubby. Come on. Oh, you petered out, didn't you? That's too bad, because your 30 seconds of glory are up, you losers. Security!
Good.
Wait. Wait a second, Hunter. You want us to leave? What do you think if everybody here in this Coliseum just walks out to the parking lot right now? We can set up our own ring, and you can have Raw in front of an arena of empty chairs. What do you think about that, Hunter?
I think they'd do it, too.
Security! Throw all these people out. That's it.
Uh-oh, guys. Here they come. Here they come. All two of them. All two of them.
How are they going to get rid of all these people? And they're not.
This is disrespectful. This is
disrespectful. Well, why don't you go do something, John? You go remove all these people.
Your job is clear that ring. Daniel Bryan. But you're too blind to see it. You're wrapped up in this power trip. Listen, power can go to your heads, okay? But it's false power, it's false pride, and Daniel Bryan is the wrong horse to back. You really think Daniel Bryan is worth it?
Stephanie, Hunter, this is the problem. You guys and people like you underestimate the power of these people. Stephanie, last week you told everybody here that you own this ring, that you own this arena, that you own me, that you own these people. Guess what? You don't own any of this. We own this ring!
Daniel Bryan hijacking a global television show?
Don't you disrespect my family's name. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, when I was born, this place became mine. It is all mine. And I do own you. I do own you. Get out. I said get out. Get out. Get out.
Don't you hear, Stephanie? They're saying no. They are saying no. We are not leaving until we get what we want. And Hunter, you know exactly what we want. A match between you and me at WrestleMania 30.
This has got to be so embarrassing for Stephanie and Hunter.
It's embarrassing for Daniel Bryan. Go ahead, Hunter. Give us what we want, and we'll give you your show back. It's as simple as that. You guys like to lay out ultimatums. I'm laying out an ultimatum, too. You don't get your show back until we get what we want.
You
want
to know what the truth is, Daniel? Truth is, I actually like you. I actually saw something in you. So you know what? I took it upon myself to try to protect you. To protect you from everything that would happen when you were successful. You would be run out of here. So I tried to protect you. I protected you at SummerSlam. I protected you ever since then. And what happens? This happens? You want to know why I didn't fight you at WrestleMania? For your own good, Daniel. Because I will end all of this. Because at WrestleMania, I will not stop until I end you. That's the way I operate. And that's the way it's going to be. You want to fight me at WrestleMania?
Oh, boy.
Then be careful what you wish for. You're on.
Oh, man. It's going to happen. Daniel Bryan got what
now,
he wanted.
Now, shut up and get the hell out of my ring.
Daniel Bryan pushed Triple
wait,
H.
Wait. Hunter. I'm sorry. I misspoke earlier. That's not exactly all that I want. You see, because as much as these people want to see me fight you at WrestleMania, what they really want is to see me fighting for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh my gosh. I like the sound of that.
So here is what we really want. If I beat you at WrestleMania 30, I get added to the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. So that then the main event would be Randy Orton versus Batista versus Daniel Bryan.
And triple threat match. What? Oh, man. Hunter's going to blow a gasket here.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Why are you
throwing
a fit, Hunter? Why are you throwing a fit? Why are you throwing a fit?
You want that? You get all of it. You get me. You get your deal. Get out of my ring, and I am going to end this. At WrestleMania, you can bet your ass.
Daniel Bryan has pushed the COO over the edge, and it worked. Daniel Bryan and the Yes Movement gets what it wants. Look at this. Not only.
And that was the Daniel Bryan Triple H promo for Monday Night Raw. Pretty much Daniel Bryan, he didn't watch it. He had people in the ring. He had people on the outside. He had people everywhere. Occupy Raw, as my co-host is falling asleep over there. But
Occupy nap time.
Occupy nap time. But yeah, that's the stage is set for Mania. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. Daniel Bryan beats Triple H. He's in the main event. Sheamus didn't wrestle Christian in the Memphis street fight. Sheamus beat Christian. I don't understand why they keep putting these two together. Doesn't really care. You know what I understand? Every week they do this stupid thing where Michael Cole tells people how to get to sign up for the app and to sign up for the network. Like, we're idiots. Okay. So what you got to do, sign up for Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Okay.
I've been had that WWE app.
Me too.
Michael Cole makes it sound so complicated. Just download the app.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta use your right thumb.
What if your left hand is up?
You gotta use your right thumb.
Wow, you just sound like a Catholic school nun.
Damn.
Beating the left handed out of children.
Did you go to Catholic school?
No, but I'm right-handed, so I wouldn't have been beat.
Well, if somebody tried to put a hand on you, you'd probably be like, oof.
Show her where she could stick that ruler.
What?
A mat in her mouth. Eat it.
Daniel Bryan, the main event was Daniel Bryan and Big Show versus Batista and Orton. Daniel Bryan and Big Show defeated Orton and Batista. That was one of the next calls. Any conversation going on in the chat room? We'd love to hear it.
No, just said Chris needs to retire. But people are saying, no, no, no.
No, no, no. No, no, no. Alexander Rusev, watching NXT right now. And Alexander Rusev is wrestling, I don't know what he's doing with his hands.
He doesn't know either.
He's putting his hands up. He's walking around barefoot. Like, that's it. No? You don't?
Oh, no, I was just looking at that chick with him, Lana.
Lana, yeah.
And she used to be a backup dancer.
For
No, she used to be a backup dancer and she sang.
Right.
In a group called No Means Yes.
No Means Yes.
They released one single, Would You Like That? And then you know.
I'm still on the festival.
She's not really Russian.
No?
Nah, she's Portuguese and Venezuelan.
Oh.
By way of America.
Well, RV is not so Russian.
She's modeled after, yeah. I can't think of her name now. Ludmilla Drago from Rocky.
Okay.
Anybody has ever seen the Rocky movie?
If anybody's watching TNA, what else is going on?
Anybody is watching TNA?
Total nonstop wrestling.
There's probably like 5 people watching.
You see that picture of the pay-per-view?
Well, there was, like, nobody in the
room. Yeah, and a pay-per-view. Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? I had a rant.
You did?
About TNA.
I want to hear it.
Come
on.
It was mostly about Willow.
All right, I want to hear Willow.
The Wick.
Great wrestler, by the way. Great idea. I love the Willow.
It would have been nice if you would have just kept it the way it was before, kind of like a little hokey.
No, he didn't do it all the time. He did it
kind of thing. No, what I'm saying is he should have just kept his mistake.
Yeah.
You know, kept it original. Because before it kind of sounded like a hokey kind of redneck character. Now he just sounds like TNA is trying to rip off the Wyatt family.
Huh.
Which, I mean, TNA has been doing a lot of that lately. Have you seen Corporate Abyss?
I think it's hilarious.
I think TNA needs help.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Not do everything that WWE is doing? The people are bitching about WWE, but TNA is doing almost exactly what WWE is doing. A good example is that Lady Tapa.
Leah Tapa?
It's Lady Tapa.
Who the hell is it, though?
I don't know who it is. She's, like Meng's niece or something.
Yeah, that's what it was. Meng or somebody. She's from Owen, I think. Or,
I'll find out.
Who's that? Who's that girl that they just rehired? Santana Garnett? Or Garrett? Garrett?
Yeah.
The girl that was managing.
Oh, she's the niece of the Barbarian.
Okay. So, I don't know. I'm saying the first name is Joe. But remember that whole Orlando Jordan? Oh, there's Pat. Remember they had that crazy thing with Orlando Jordan? The homosexual thing with Orlando Jordan? That he was doing that gimmick?
I mean, he is really homosexual. Yeah, that's not a gimmick.
Yeah, but he was doing the same. Like, he was doing, like, you know, overly about. Holy shit. Those guys have a huge head.
Well, that was just one ugly looking motherfucker.
Look at him.
He's ugly. He's scared. It's bad when...
Look at Pac's head. And look at Bo Dallas' head. He's like, wow.
It's pretty bad when Bray Wyatt is the most attractive of the Rotunda children.
Because they have what? Bray? Who's the girl, though?
Mika?
Leopard? No, she's not wrestling.
No.
Holy shit, Bo Dallas has a huge head. Wow. Bo and the Belief, Bo Leaders. This guy, I don't know why this is. Colin Jackson. Well, before we go into CZW, we gotta show this fucking thing. Is it more of that there?
Huh?
Huh?
No.
With that being said, I'm going to go into the CZW segment, because it's part of the show. And what better way to introduce CZW each time we talk about CZW than former CZW World Champion, Tom Austin.
CZW, laying the law, once again, prepare for war. CZW, I'm for not dead, dead, out of here. I'll spy land, stay to death tonight. And the arena, red swan, stay to death. Ray Blood, grilling out, drinking Jack. I'm sad, going down, breaking the tan.
Golden boy.
Pay per view, all for you. It's all new. TV, eye for an eye. We're gonna die. It's a cage alive. Richie Swan, he's the man. Get a tan.
It's strength tan.
Huh. Anyway, that was CW World Champion.
Two former CZW World Champions and doing a duet.
And two guys that are pretty much signed. Well, Greg Younger being signed.
Or Rich Swann providing background music.
And I think Derek
by John Zandig.
And brain damage is in the background like this.
Just standing there laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Marvin. What a sweet.
This past weekend, the CZW ran high stakes. March 8, 2014.
I went to high stakes score. Didn't tell Eric.
Yeah.
Eric got mad. Whoops.
I don't think he told me until like 3-4 months later.
I don't know how he didn't know the tickets were sitting on the desk.
No, they were on the board.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Before it.
They were on the
board. I looked
up
from my
phone
too.
Where'd you get those? Oh, Eric.
At the show, when, they had the Return of Rowdy Legend came out.
That's good.
And he announced. Voorhees, New Jersey. Kel Conley defeated Alexander James in the opening contest.
Well, Santana Garrett lives with her parties in Pittsburgh anyway.
Really? She would buy him with herself?
She's a woman to be her dad.
Oh.
You know.
You know who else used to live with Larry Zbysko? Becky Bayless.
Larry Zbysko, but the name you
mean. Yeah, he got to talk to the group Wolfson. King saw Joe Gacy defeated Tommy Dreamer for the top row body splash after interference from DJ. In his debut match, Timothy Thatcher defeated the returning Dalton Castle. Some of the crowd did not care for this match, and they were saying boring and CM Punk. DCW World Tag Team title match, the Beaver Boys retained the belt against the front made up of Sozio and the debuting Jaka. Jaka is he likes to try to punch fans. Pepper Parks defeated Greg Excellent in less than a few seconds after Excellent was hit with a duffel bag with a kettle belt. As part of the stipulation, Parks won back his white cherry bomb. Excellent cut a promo off the match saying that things needed to change. And with that, the fifth they made a return to CZW, which resulted in Greg Excellent defeating Pepper Parks and cherry bomb and an intergender tag team match. Bisco was back in CZW. What's that laugh for?
Oh, no, you said Pepper Parks, and it just made me laugh hysterically because I have a funny story.
Well, we'll tell you a funny story.
Okay, so, we had a co-host before, a third co-host.
Oh, yeah, that
guy. He's back. And, So... We're talking about Iron Man, and he made a joke, and he said, Tony Stark and Pepper Parks, and I was like, why would some, he was talking about fan fiction, and I was like, why would somebody skip Tony Stark and Pepper Parks? And he goes, well, isn't that a chick's name? I was like, no, it's, and he goes, then who the fuck is Pepper Parks? I was like, a wrestler from Ohio. I'm sure you've heard of him. He may or may not have been tag team partners with a pretty famous WWE wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe they were in a feud.
Awesome.
Either way, he's had some dealings with him. Maybe they had butt sex. I don't know.
Wow. Mark's looking his way up live on this show.
I'm pretty sure Eddie Kingston has already covered that multiple times in the show, and you like to hear about it.
But one time at Nichols,
I think you want to touch John Moxley's butt.
That's all you didn't know. That first one. Yeah, that's a John Moxley's interview. Fall asleep. Anyway.
Don't talk about my life.
That wasn't you.
do that sometime.
Next up, Asriel and Chris Dickinson and Ohio's Propellers with Theodorus Colon, the returning guest speaker, and Juicy Product, David Starr, and Stacey Dunn. Fire Legend at intermission, after the mission announced the first six picks for the best of the best, May the 12th. Those picks will be Timothy Thatcher, Bucks Belmar, Caleb Conley, Chuck Taylor, Lucky 13, and Andrew Everett.
Oh, it's just a lucky 13. I remember when he was, like, 98 pounds and, like, you know.
He's 106 pounds.
That's great. Good for him.
The old Survivor Beast Masada defeated Mystical Tiga in a bloody match with 12 hours and pairs. Coming to play.
Wasn't Masada in there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have that knee surgery? Okay.
Danny Havoc came out and announced that dysfunctional competitive box death match is in Havoc at Cloud's Proving Grounds in May. He also announced that Drake Younger will be returning to CW for one night only at Dusk to Dusk. While Havoc was talking match around players from the crowd on the fault of Havoc, then Havoc and Chad was put on for a match at CW Rhode Island debut on April 27th of the season. Block teams defeated CW owner DJ Hyde thanks to assistance from Tom Zimmer. CW Wired title match. James Strickland defeated Devin Moore to become the new Wired champion. And the CW World Title match, Luke Gulak defeated A.R. Fox to retain the belt. And that is,
found a really funny picture of The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. It's their high school yearbook photos. It's hilarious.
Holy shit.
They both look real special.
Yeah.
I'm especially
gonna, both of
yeah. Put that in the chat room. Look at your leisure.
Well.
You might have a short side of this week.
Harvey will not be on until 11 o'clock. That being said, let me go to, you ever hear the Call Me Book and I? What did they say that last week? Let me go to commercial break and, get myself together and then, we'll be right back. We have a blogtalkradio.com/NBDmedia.
Alive.
back here live on blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2. This is the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show. Coming to you live from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Quick plug, tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, the Sports Opinion Show here live on blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2. Matt Alvarez will be also joined by the one and only Eric Williams. At 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. Want to talk about sports? Want sports opinions? Well, there you go. Tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. Well, anyways, so going off of that, you know, earlier we talked about WrestleLicious. We talked about Monday Night Raw. We discussed CZW. And a couple more, topics to talk about. We're going to call this a quick... full 2 hours, but we're going to pretty much discuss the stuff. An updated WWE Hall of Fame class. And Carlos Colon has been inducted into the Hall of Fame, a very controversial thing that's going to happen. Vito, Primo, and Epico will be inducting him into the Hall of Fame. Thoughts.
Well, you know, there's so many other people that should be inducted before him.
Like who?
I don't know. Owen Hart?
Martha Hart says...
Well, fuck her. I think it's put it to a vote between all of his family members. I'm pretty sure that the Hart family is more people than her. So, goodbye, Martha Hart.
Wow, hey.
Bye.
The money. All about the money with her.
I don't know why she's still insisting that it's WWE's fault. It's the guy that was his choice.
And the thing is that it seems like all she cares about is money.
Well, yeah, that's all she does care about. That's all she cared about when he was wrestling, too. Diana Hart doesn't like this.
Diana Hart is...
Owen Hart's sister.
Right.
Pretty sure she knew him better than his wife did.
Martha.
Well, her name is Martha.
Her name is Martha. Like Martha Stewart.
Old white woman name.
Old Jesus.
Anyway. What about Macho Man?
Macho Man's good. I heard a rumor that Scott Hall's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, I mean, that's better than Carlos, too.
Well, who's Kevin Nash at? Why isn't Kevin?
He didn't even buckle.
I'm in that club, too.
Yeah, you're part of the Kevin Nash club. That's good.
Oh, no.
That's good.
Yeah.
Your mom's a big Kevin Nash
fan. Your mom also has a big Chief J Strongbow fan.
Yeah. Not. She hates him.
Not wrestling with you, but... what do you think about Lita being in the Hall of Fame? And who's going to induct her? Apparently she's the only one that doesn't... Nobody knows she's going to induct Lita.
Well, wouldn't it make sense if Trish Stratus induct her?
What about if Ace Steel induct her? Like I was over here laughing at her.
Maybe Ed. It'll be like
Matt Hardy.
Al Bundy.
Oh, Al Bundy. Al Bundy. Notorious. Notorious for, it's not a PG show, so apparently when she was training, you let somebody pee in her mouth. Where is that from? Where is that from, though? Where did that story come out? Her book, right? Isn't it her book?
I guess she talks about doing some weird stuff in her book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, buy it.
I've never read it.
Buy that shit on download.
Also, if you want to read that Batista book, that's pretty good as well.
Find him.
Find Antonio Cesaro.
asking if you can borrow it. I'm so bald. I think I knew how to do it.
Oh, I
as well, she hates him.
Apparently she used to do favors for Mexican wrestlers to get trained.
Yeah. And she paid for her training with each skill by stripping in Chicago under the name Misty.
So anybody ever had a stripper
named Misty,
it was Rita.
In Chicago? It was Rita.
I wonder if Cabana and Punk were like, just
putting dollars in. And then Punk got to date her. That's nice.
But he got like, he probably paid for it, and then he paid for it again. And
I mean, he probably didn't ask.
Is he still with her?
No, he's dating AJ Lee.
Is he dating AJ Lee?
Yeah, where have you been?
I don't know if he was still dating AJ Lee. So who's dating Rita now?
Her friend Bob.
Howie?
No.
Bob.
Battery doesn't know him again.
One guy at MIT. Why'd you Buff Bagwell? Listen to this clip.
I grew up watching Buff Bagwell. He's actually one of the guys who inspired me to do MMA, and at one point I actually was considering becoming a pro wrestler. I'm not going to lie, I got a little bit of a man crush on Buff Bagwell. Sorry, Brave.
Obviously, wrestling is a huge sport, and there's a ton of fans, so I thought it would be great to have Buff join the agency. So take him under your wing, show him some tricks of the trade, and also I got an appointment that you're all four going to go on. So it's one of those kind of things.
Trial by fire.
Yeah. Something you're going to have to
get
used to.
Got
to warm up.
Let's do it.
I love it.
If things work out great, then we'll open up the Atlanta division.
Nice. It's a good market.
I've had one job my entire life, and that was pro wrestling. So when you go from A to B with that kind of background, it's really hard. But I love women to death, you know, and always have. And this is the first time I've seen a chance to segue from wrestling, and I'm all over it. I want to do it.
Thanks for the chance, guys.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
We're going to find out if Buff has got the stuff.
We'll see. But is Buff Bagwell going to have this stuff? Apparently he's a millionaire.
Yeah, he's
a hooker.
I'm the hell
gigolo. One year than me now. So where the hell, like, he seems like he would be one of those classy ones you got to pay, like, really good money for.
I mean, there's no way to find out.
Like home. Like Buff Bagwell, American Gigolo. He went from becoming American male to American Gigolo. Buff Bagwell. You're Googling it, aren't you? Yes, yes.
I got it.
Okay.
Did you find
a price for him?
Yeah. It costs
$400 an hour. What? Marcus
$800 for 2 hours. $1,650 for four, $3,000 for an overnight visit, weekend for $8,000, and a week full of Bagwell is $25,000. That somebody works for called Cowboys for Angels. Cowboys for Angels.
Go to Vegas, right?
I'm looking up now. They claim that he is their second most asked for expert.
Well, he's in Atlanta. He's in Atlanta.
And his, he's the only one in Atlanta. And his little hooker name is Bust the Stuff.
That's pretty funny. I think we're going to wrap it up on that note. I'm really out of stuff to talk about. Next week, we should be back on, we will be back on the air next week. Same time, same place, same network. I'll be here. The question is for you all listeners, will you be here next week? BlogTalkRadio.com/NDB Media 2, because 2 is better than 1. For the one and only...
Oh, what was, yeah, that was a flash of a mouth, oh my God.
I am Eric Williams. I will check you out. We will check you out next week. Thanks for listening.
Yo, this is the New Age Parts of B-Boy. This is Chris Marshall.
I am Danny Danger.
Hey, guys, it's D.W. Anderson.
I am the perfect for Lee Cosgrove.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Tracy Smothers.
This is Mr. Wrestling, and you're listening to the Golden Cravat Wrestling Show.
This is the Combat Zone wrestling owner, hilarious DJ Hodge.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Wrestling fans, this is indie superstar Cage. Dave Meltzer.
Yo, what's up? This is Eddie Kingston, last of the Diamond Breed, and you're listening to the Golden Cravat Wrestling Radio Show.